something that most people don't normally deal with. They don't understand the power of water. And we had vehicles that was washed off bridges. We had people who were driving in water where they couldn't see necessarily and would hit a pothole, hit whatever, and go off into the ditch into the water. We were the most hard-hit county around. It seemed to always just zero in here. Over the past months, we've had our boat teams from our EMS as that is part of Texas Task Force 1 all over East Texas in some of the flooding over the last months. Well, we had all of the Texas Task Force 1's assets here in Washington County last night. At the peak, we had 9 boat teams. 2 were Washington County, but we had Fort Worth, Denton, Travis County, San Antonio had a couple of teams here. I mean, there were a lot of assets that were here. And our objective last night, as we were getting the calls and people talking about, there's a car stranded in water. Our objective was to get there, but we had so many, sometimes it was hours before we got there. And second problem that we had is there was water over the road, so many places, some of our rescuers couldn't get to places for a while. And, so it was a very harried night, trying to check all of that. And we've got this morning, part of what's going on is going back to some of those because we know, off of our list that we rescued people from this and this and this. We know from our list that this vehicle and this vehicle, we couldn't establish anybody was out, and our objective with light and all of this today is to try to go back and evaluate those situations. And so that's kind of the first thing. Beyond that, there was lots of property damage. And we had both water, we had wind damage, and there was a couple of places where we can't confirm tornadoes, but we know that it sure looks like it from the way the damage was out in the Prairie Hill area. It just looks like it was a tornado, and there's some damage there.
And I know you were telling me earlier about an instance where a man had to spend several hours in a tree waiting for rescue.
Yes, he was washed. His vehicle was washed over and hung up on the guardrail. In fact, I think that's one of the ones that flipped over into the water, and he got out, and he managed to get into a tree. And there were people that could see him, and they call in and say, hey, this guy's hanging in a tree. And the hard part is trying to get there, and eventually got him, and all. But he had to spend a few hours hung up in a tree before we were able to get rescuers to him.
And during a situation like this, obviously, It definitely tests the mettle and the response of our emergency responders. Talk, if you can, about the work that our emergency responders, the fire department, EMS, local DPS, police, how they have responded to this emergency.
Well, it was phenomenal, and you know, obviously you go straight to, you know, the boat teams and the kinds of rescues that they have to do. And it was just, it was amazing. But the thing is, with all of the other calls, all of the other things that were going on, and some of them were, you get there, it's a false alarm. Some of them, it was actually some damage that was done. And because of that, I know that down, I hate the name because I don't know the details. All I know is we dispatch people, and I don't know what damage, but there was some businesses that people would recognize that they got to, and there was some problem. I don't know what the extent of the problem, the extent of the damage, but I was listening to the fire people, you know, responding to it and all. But our fire folks were out. Our law enforcement was out in really terrible weather, but out doing their job. And this extends from one end of the county to the other. I know there was a situation way out on 389, and the Burton policeman, Mr. Rollins, was out in the county because he was aware of a situation. He was out with them till we got rescuers there. And so law enforcement did a phenomenal job with the circumstances that we were in. Our biggest problem last night is it came up so fast and the water was rushing so fast that there was so many cases that just had to wait because what we were able to do was very slowly, and we had to think of the safety of the responders as well. And it was sometimes not an easy situation. I know that that Brenneman School District had cases where buses were out and buses couldn't get the kids to their home. And we had then some cases where those buses were trapped and they couldn't go and they couldn't come because they were hung in between with the water. And I know at one time we had, I think, up to 80 kids that couldn't make it home. The school district opened the school and these schools, and then eventually consolidated everybody at Krause Elementary. And I think as many as 40 spent the night there. But the school district, with that and the fact that they knew the buses would have problems getting out today, canceled schools. And then, of course, we had the situation of people who couldn't get home with what was happening already yesterday afternoon. We had a number of people that spent the night at Fireman's Training Center. That's a shelter that was open. I talked this morning with Randy Wells, who spent the night there, and he said he thought that there was 25 still there and had no place to go, so that they'll be there for a while. And as things happen today and people look around, there may be more people that need shelter. So that shelter is definitely open, and more could be if it's necessary. And part of what we're trying to do right now is evaluate those situations to make those calls. And I know that last night the city manager and myself made the decision that the city and the county, under normal operations, would open delayed at 10 o'clock this morning. And of course, essential personnel that dealing with roads and things like that, we're working, and their supervisors determining schedules and what needs to happen. So those essential people are already working or know what their scheduling is, but the rest of the personnel, it's a delayed opening. And as we continue to evaluate if we're having a problem there, that might be subject to change, and we would certainly tell you later, but right now that decision has not been made.
All right. Well, Judge Breeden, again, we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning, bringing us up to date on what is going on across Washington County. And we urge everyone to just, stay in until some of these waters recede, and try and stay off the roads if all possible, and remain as safe as possible.
And remain safe. That's the key, because we've got a lot of roads that are damaged. And because water was coming so fast, it couldn't go under culverts or whatever, and so it was going over the road and taking out approaches to bridges and whatever. And we've got some cases we're not even sure bridges were still standing because water was over them, and the situation, we couldn't see guardrails and stuff. And so there's a lot like that we're not sure of. And of course, until the sunlight comes out and you get on those roads, you can't tell. But one of the big things is the way things developed last night. A lot of times we couldn't even get to the area to put up barricades, and people were, well, there was no barricade, and they were going into places they should not have been and got them in trouble. The second thing was is there were people going around barricades, and that shouldn't happen either. I know that in Commissioner's Court Tuesday, we read the governor's proclamation, and it ended with, turn around, don't drown. And we tried to emphasize that. That emphasized so much more with what was going on last night. And we've got the potential for some people having lost their life. We're still trying to establish that. But it is something where safety is the most important thing, and people do not need to be putting themselves into that position. And remember, when they do, they're putting our rescuers into that situation to try to help them then, and we don't need that. We had way too much of that already last night.
All right. Well, again, Judge Breeden, thank you for joining us, bringing us up to date this morning. Certainly trying times these past 14 or so hours here in Washington County. Thank you, Judge.
Welcome.